Well, as you've gotten older in terms of doing more resistance band, more core work, any of that stuff?
You just try to focus more on core and cardio. You know, you still want to maintain your strength and still get stronger. For the most part, it's just staying trim and being able to move.
You ever keep an eye on what the hell's going on down in the bayou?
My focus is right now is the New England Patriots, and that's what I'm focused on.
Hasn't been a long visit yet, but what do you think looking around and the talent level both on both sides of the ball here from what you can see?
Talented group, but that really doesn't mean anything. We still have to go out and execute and win games. Camp right now is for everyone to come together and work out those kinks and become a good team, and this is just the start of it.
Do you feel, in a sense, because there's nothing really guaranteed, that you have to prove yourself kind of all over again at 33?
I think you always got to prove yourself each year. It never stops. So, next year, if I'm lucky enough to be playing, I'm still going to have to reprove myself again and continue and continue and continue.
When you have a team with so many veterans, what does training camp mean for a team like this when you've had so many guys that have been there and done that before?
It means a lot of smart players, guys that know what they're doing, and guys that know how to prepare and go out and practice and, practice at a high level.
Is there more of a sense of, they say with a championship racehorse, you just got to get him to the race. You don't want to, like, wear him out too much, whereas with a young team, maybe they're expending a lot of energy, a lot of different position battles. Is there a different feel in camp when you have a lot of veterans and guys who have done it before in the regular season?
No, I wouldn't say that. Camp is camp. Everyone's always competing for their job. Nothing's guaranteed. Nothing's etched in stone. Everyone's coming out here to compete each day.